This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Tech Talk. Now, Ericsson has performed in-depth data traffic measurements since the early days of mobile broadband from a large base of live networks covering all regions of the world. And here to share the analysis and provide insights on the current traffic and market trends is our longtime friend, Sebastian Barros, Head of Engagement Practice for Ericsson Malaysia. So welcome back, Sebastian. Can you tell us a little bit about the Ericsson Mobility Report and what were the main findings for the study?
Hi, Frida. Thank you very much for this invitation. Well, Ericsson Mobility Report looks at key trends in the mobile industry in terms of traffic growth, mobile subscribers' behavior, and also mobile trends all over the world. In this new quarterly report, there are some few trends that we believe are very interesting. The first one and the most interesting one is about the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. It's expected to surpass mobile phones as the largest category of connected devices by 2018. This means that there will be more connected cars, machines, utility meters, remote metering, and also consumer electronics than mobile phones connection. And we're talking about a lot. We're talking about around 9 billion by 2018. So this is almost the total world population.
Right.
The second trend that is very remarkable is about the fast growth of LTE. We see that the subscriptions in quarter one 2016 were about 150 million. And also, we have now reached 1.2 billion LTE connection worldwide. So this is one of the fast adoptions of technology ever. And last but not least, of course, is the subscriptions associated to smartphones. They also continue to increase, and we are expected to exceed those for basic phones in quarter three this year.
Right. How fast are we talking about when it comes to mobile subscriptions? You're saying it's growing globally and also in our market.
Sure. It's very interesting to see that mobile subscriptions overall are only growing at 3% year to year. This is because we have reached a quite high level of penetration. Globally, we have 7.4 billion connections around the world, where India, for instance, grew almost 21 million, followed by Myanmar with 5 million and Indonesia with 5 million. Now, mobile broadband subscriptions are growing much faster, 20% year on year. And this is essentially creating almost 140 million mobile broadband connections every single quarter. Mm. Interestingly, GSM technology, which is usually what we see in basic phones, is declining. Mm. Not surprising. I think people are adopting smartphones extremely fast. So we see that the decline is around 70 million every quarter. And essentially, smartphones now account for 80% of the total mobile phones sold.
Hmm. Okay. So the study also analyzed the Internet of Things growing very fast, is your first point. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit about that.
Yeah, Internet of Things type of mobile connection is showing a massive growth. We are probably looking at the fastest technology adoption ever. IoT or Internet of Things devices are expected to increase at a compounded annual rate of 23% from 2015 to 2021, driving specifically for a lot of use cases. So we see that by 2021, there will be 16 billion Internet of Things connections. And within those IoT, you have two main groups. One group is related to what we call massive IoT. Mm-hmm. These are really the typical connections related to smart buildings, transport, fleet management, smart meters, and also agriculture. And then you have the other group, which is related to what we call the critical mission applications. And these are the typical example of connected cars, healthcare, including remote surgery. Mm. Most of these connections today are using GSM or edge networks, but we see in the future all these connections will require LTE connectivity.
Okay, so how are we using mobile internet in our daily lives?
For people in Southeast Asia, mobile broadband and mobile phones are becoming an integral part of their life. This allowed consumers to be continually connected and perform various online tasks. So in Southeast Asia, social networking, video streaming, messaging, and browsing continue to be among the most popular smartphone applications, with some local variations. For example, in Malaysia, the top three applications are WhatsApp, Facebook, and YouTube. No so much surprise on that.
No.
And also we see that Malaysia, almost half of the smartphone's users access social networking, instant messaging, and online videos on a daily basis. being actually the highest percentage in the whole Southeast Asia.
Right. Who's number two?
Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. For populations that's 10 times as much as Malaysia, and we're still meeting that.
Yeah, actually. Malaysia has always been an extremely digitalized nation in terms of the usage and the behavior of consumers.
Right. And I guess infrastructurally, we are more mature than Indonesia anyway.
Yes, especially in the smartphone penetration, which is around 70%. Of total phones.
Okay.
The
study also compares the growth of Wi-Fi versus mobile internet usage. Now, what are the findings from that?
Well, mobile broadband and Wi-Fi traffic continues to grow. We see that the average traffic per user for mobile broadband and Wi-Fi, comparing 2016 and 2015, has shown a high increase on Wi-Fi and a slight decrease on the mobile broadband. And we see that the main reason is because a lot of users try to postpone the uses of data-intensive applications, such as video, until a cost-effective connection is available, especially free Wi-Fi.
Right, yeah.
That's the typical thing.
At a Starbucks near you.
Exactly. And besides also, the free time type of applications, such games, might not be necessarily be so data-intensive, but most of the time people access these type of applications at the comfort of the home. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, contributes to the Wi-Fi growth.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about this study, the Ericsson Mobility Report, and we'll discuss the network performance after this. I'm here with Sebastian Barros from Ericsson. You're listening to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon, this is Frida Liu. It's Tech Talk. I'm here with Sebastian Barros from Ericsson Malaysia. We're talking about the Ericsson Mobility Report. Three things you mentioned, IoT, LTE, and what was the third thing that you talked about, the key findings from the study earlier
on? We're talking about also the fast growth of smartphones.
I see, I was paying attention. Now, of course, we talk about this growth in mobile usage. With all this growth in mobile usage, and network performance plays a huge role. So how are we doing in this area?
Yeah. So the demand for greater capacity and higher data rates are just two of the main factors influencing network performance on wireless access technologies. The impact of other aspects like throughput, spectrum, and latency will also be fundamental for supporting all these new trends, right? One of the biggest challenges that I think telcos will need to address is actually video streaming. We see that by 2021, video streaming will be the largest category in terms of mobile traffic. And this creates a huge impact. We see that, for instance, the mobile data traffic related to video will exceed 5 exabytes per month by 2021. Just to give you an idea on what is 5 exabytes, right? Some study claims that 5 exabytes is equivalent to all words ever talked in humankind. So it's a huge amount of data. And, of course, that huge amount of data will happen every single month, and that will put a huge constraints on networks. Currently, I would say Malaysia is doing very much at the average level of Southeast Asia. We see that we are performing not so well in terms of download speed, but not so bad on latency. Yeah. But if I see other markets like Australia and Singapore, they keep the lead when it comes to best performing networks.
Okay. So, and I guess it's also a reflection of the maturity of the country.
Yes. Yeah. It's the maturity of the country. And also, these two countries have already made quite a big investment in terms of moving their networks from a voice-centric network to a data-centric network.
Okay. So you talked a little bit about the explosion of video consumption. What are the main takeaways from that one?
Well, mobile video traffic is forecast to grow by around 55% annually through 2021, when it should be or it should account for about two-thirds of the total mobile data traffic. Even though social networking is forecast to grow around 41% annually, it's going to be still relatively small compared to video. This trend is also accentuated by the growing use of embedded videos in social media and websites. And, of course, the emergence of new applications related to video will also increase this amount. YouTube still dominates video traffic. When we look at networks, YouTube traffic accounts for around 50 to 70% of the total video traffic, so it's a massive amount of data. And in some markets where Netflix has been launched, we see that Netflix will usually take around 10 to 20% of the total video traffic share.
Hmm. Okay, so this is Netflix. Any comparison with, I guess, iFlix in this part of the world?
Yes, iFlix also taking quite a big market in Malaysia. And I think we see as soon as this type of video applications get into the market, networks become quite loaded. Hmm. And of course, that impact the performance of those networks, especially because video is quite of a heavy application.
It must be my neighbor's fault that I can't watch anything. Okay, now, how are these trends shaping Malaysia's mobile services market?
Well, Malaysia mobile service market is a quite mature market. If we look at mobile subscriptions, we have already achieved 130% mobile subscriptions, which is more than Malaysians. So we have more phones than Malaysians. And we believe that by 2021, we will achieve 160% penetration. What I think is very interesting and remarkable in this study is that by this year, mobile internet will reach 100% penetration. Mm. It means that every single Malaysian will have a mobile internet connection.
Right. Any part of the world. I mean, any part of Malaysia, we're talking the urban and the rural.
We're mainly talking about the urban. Of course, this study look at the overall, the average, you could say. But you could more or less say that mobile internet penetration will be able to address every single place in Malaysia. And I think this is very important because this, of course, helps for the country's digital goals. Mm. Still, there is a need for networks to respond fast to consumer changes in traffic. As I explained before, the high consumption of mobile video traffic like YouTube, iFlix, Netflix will, of course, put a lot of load in the networks. And still, Malaysia only shows an average performance. Mm. And this, of course, is not good enough for having a better experience for users. Mm. And it's quite far away from countries like Singapore or Australia. So I think that's probably the biggest challenge we have in front of us.
All right. And traditionally, how often do you do, is this a yearly report?
This is a quarterly report. So every quarter we have updated the figures.
Right. And it's no surprise, the things that you said 5 years ago since you've been on, it's pretty much on track in terms of the trends.
I would say that what we see every quarter is that things get faster and faster. So, for instance, I think 2 quarters ago, we were looking at network traffic growing 10 times. Mm. In this new quarter, we see the traffic growing 12 times. Mm. So we just see that the trends are getting accelerated more and more.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Sebastian Barros from Ericsson Malaysia. You've been listening to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.